Your thoughts, coach, on after looking at the film 8 weeks in, and guess what the mission and what the mantra was the last eight games?
You know, the reason the guys all play has to do with whether it has to do with competitiveness, whether it has to do with playing for family, whatever the reason, playing for camaraderie. Nothing's changed as far as the players go. I mean, they still play for the same thing. So nothing's been taken away from that standpoint. So we ought to be every bit as inspired going forward as we were when we started the season. Naturally, 2-6 can get you a little bit down. But nonetheless, the reasons you play haven't changed. So I think the spirit was good, and I think it'll continue that way. We've gradually done some things better in the last 4 weeks than we did the first 4 weeks of the season. That's a good sign for us. But we have to do things good enough to win as opposed to just a little better.
How do you think Warlow was doing with the calls, meaning that Spoon's been out all season?
Warlow's done an outstanding job the entire season. As far as his responsibilities, he's done an outstanding job.
What are some of those areas you think your unit's gotten better?
Well, statistically, as people will say, you know, we've done a little better in the run, but I don't want to get too carried away with it because obviously it's mid-season and it's been the last 4 weeks and we need to continue with that. We've had a lot of emphasis on it and we'll need it this week because there's no question that Tampa Bay is going to try and run the ball, try and keep things close. They've played some very tight games as of late and lost them at the very end, whether it was an overtime game to Minnesota or last week. You know, so they've gotten a lot better and they've done it a lot by controlling the football. I know their statistics look a little bit like ours on defense, and in particular in the running game, per carry, they're a pretty good team. But early in the season, they really weren't able to run the ball probably as much as they wanted to because obviously a couple of their games got out of hand. But so that's what I see.
Be better defensively? Do you think tweaks or changes from your perspective need to happen?
You know, there's not a lot of changes available. You know what I mean? We have the guys we have, and they're working hard to get better, and we're working hard to put them in the best positions they can be in. But it's not like there's a lot of choices. You know, we're not that's not where we're at. It's really just a matter of our young players getting better and working hard, and I expect them to do that. They've done that thus far, and I don't think that's going to change.
Coaches talked about this being a no-excuse business, but there are young guys, injuries, whatever. They're young guys in your secondary. The learning curve that they have to go through, is some of this a natural progression as you have to learn and take kind of some lumps as you're in the NFL?
They have to learn, but one of the things they have to learn, too, is that excuses are things that people use to make things okay when they're not. That's what an excuse is. So we really – you know, we don't want to sit there and say whatever it is because there's nothing okay about losing. It's a win business. We all know that, and the players know that, and they know they have to play well in order for us to win. So I don't think they even think too much about it other than they have to be reminded because, like I said, people's as a general response, a lot of people will do exactly that. You know, it's a lot easier when you know you're not doing so well to hear about somebody else not doing so well. Why does everybody watch soap operas, you know? Everybody's got bad news on soap operas, so they sit and watch them all the time. You know, our guys, I believe that they have not made excuses thus far. I do not see them to do that. They know where they have to improve. We just got to stay on track and keep playing hard. You know, we're getting ready for a Tampa team this week that I think is going to be entirely different, than the first time we played them. And I think the first time we played them, matters a lot for a simple reason. If you were on that team at that game, you're not going to be the same guy coming into this game, and we need to recognize that. So, and I believe our players do. They're well aware of it, but we still have to go out and play and win.